Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the two haven't seen one another since late November. The top-ranked New Albany Bulldogs, J.R. Holmes' seventh-ranked South Panthers. They will, of course, Saturday down in Seymour at 10 o'clock at Barney Scott Gymnasium in the opening round of the regional. N.A. got the best of the Panthers back in November by 4. Both teams have, well, done nothing but win and win championships. And as the Hall of Fame coach was telling me the other night on Sports Talk from Yogi's, much like his own club, defense dictates the offense.
Trap you a lot, and they can make up distances with their athleticism. So we have to be able to handle that. They didn't press a lot in our first game of the season, which we probably should have won. We are in a position to win that ball game. So we think that we have a good chance to go over there and play our best. And if we can handle the crowd, because I think New Albany took 2,000 tickets and we took a couple hundred, and so maybe we can go over there and maybe quiet them down.
Well, I tell you, the depth has been, can't ask for more than what the kids have been giving you.
No, I think it's something that, like you say, that they expect to win. They've been there. They've gone through the programs at professional level, and some of them on JV. Some went straight up to varsity. But it's something that they know what I expect. You know, I'm a good coach for them in one of two ways. One, I'm experienced. The second way, I'm old and have my set in my ways, and they know this is the way we're going to do it, and we're not going to change. They've been very grasp what we want it done, and the thing that's probably been the best consistent thing, as I mentioned before, is our defense. And of the 25 games we've played, 23 times we have held the other team less than their normal average on the offensive end.
Panther basketball coach J.R. Holmes, the Bulldog offensive average stands right now at 77+. The Panthers gave him 72 in that home court loss back in late November. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the Hoosier theme since last Sunday's final game, take the next step. That, of course, would mean play through the weekend, this weekend at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Hoosier's best finish has been second back in 01 when six-seeded Iowa beat Indiana up in Chicago when the Hoosiers had the fourth seed. Big Ten tourneys of the past, nothing to write home about. Indiana overall 11-18, Tom Crean 3-7. But those trends could all end if Coach Tom's club continues to, well, embrace the mental toughness, that approach to build on, well, what has been good. And as he was telling us earlier in the week,
it's the next step, getting better, and we've got to make sure that we do get better. And that's been the theory the whole year with this team, and they've literally treated since early December, they treated the Kennesaw State and McNeese State games like they were Big Ten games when it came to preparation and mindset. I think that's why, you know, obviously you know the Big Ten teams better, but they dove into every game with a mindset of doing what it would take to win and really understanding the other team. And I don't expect it's going to be anything different when we get into Friday's game. And that's all you can ask for as a coach. So if your focus is really strong and your mindset's really strong and you love playing, then you give yourself a chance every day to get better, and that's what we're looking forward to this weekend.
By the way, the Hoosiers are only 4-9 in the quarterfinal rounds in past tournaments, and of course that's where they start out Friday at noon, Bankers Life Fieldhouse, noon on ESPN. By the way, don't forget tickets remain on sale now the rest of this week from 7 a.m. until 2:30 in the athletic office at Bloomington South. They're $10, and of course our coverage of the big one with New Albany 9:30 Chalk Talk J.R. Holmes on Saturday morning. I'm Joe Smith.